This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 11 Connecticut residents have reached a landmark settlement in a civil rights lawsuit against U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. As Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports, the agreement includes one of the largest monetary settlements ever paid by the U.S. over ICE raids.
Early morning, June 6, 2007, ICE agents swept into New Haven. They entered homes in the predominantly Latino neighborhood of Fairhaven without warrants or consent, interrupting people in showers, couples asleep in their beds, and in some cases, arresting people in front of their young children. Almícar Soto Velázquez says he was awakened by knocking at his door.
They told us to leave our bedrooms immediately.
Estaba nervioso.
I was very nervous.
Soto Velázquez was one of 29 people arrested that day. 11 of the men filed a civil rights lawsuit against top ICE officials. They alleged that they were arrested based on their skin color and physical appearance. Trudy Rebert is a Yale law student intern who worked on the case. She says in bringing the lawsuit, the plaintiffs have shown that ICE agents are not immune from liability.
They, too, are required to follow the Constitution and respect people's rights, and that communities can fight back to defend themselves when they stick together in solidarity.
To settle the claims, the federal government will pay $350,000 and offer the plaintiffs a choice of immigration relief or termination of deportation proceedings. The men's immigration status is not public, but four have used the settlement to avoid deportation. ICE officials would not respond to questions about the settlement, but reading from a statement, spokesman Ross Feinstein said it's not an admission of guilt on the part of the U.S. government.
The government is settling in order to avoid the additional time and expense of further litigation.
This is one of the largest settlements related to ICE operations in its history, and the first to include both compensation and immigration relief. Doris Meissner was commissioner of the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service under the Clinton administration. She's now a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. Meissner calls the settlement dramatic and says it puts everybody on notice.
It puts people who work for government agencies in law enforcement on notice that they absolutely must follow correct procedures. And it also tells communities that are affected that they have rights and that they are able to get, in this country and in this system, redress if their rights are violated.
But she points out that the New Haven raids took place back in 2007. She says some of the techniques used in ICE raids have probably changed. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.